one's a winner today, particularly if you're wearing green, and Argyle green as well, and that's just about the colour of everything down at the Civic Centre. And as we start to look forward to welcoming all the players onto the balcony, we go back to Gordon Sparks.
Thank you very much indeed, John. You join us live on the just off the balcony as I'm being introduced to the crowd here at the City Centre. Oh my goodness me. Oh my word. This is unbelievable. Good morning, everybody. Here we are again then. In a moment, you're going to see the players. Have the players come in yet? The players are going to make their way in here to the Council House and the Lord Mayor's parlour, and we'll be introducing them to you here at the balcony. A couple of things. On the bus, I was talking to Peter Jones, the Vice Chairman of Argyle, and he said, wouldn't it be great if Royal Parade was renamed Argyle Parade? We shall see. I've also been told by my boss, if I don't do this, I'm sacked. The Argyle CD, £5, to the Chestnut Appeal. Get your orders into Radio Devon. And also, it's a little bit different today than it was 2 years ago, because now we're three divisions higher than Exeter City. As you can see, the players are down below me in front of you. They're now coming up to the Council House here in Plymouth. But first of all, some people that I have to introduce to you all on the balcony. First of all, we have the Lord Mayor of the City of Plymouth. Oh, he's down at the front. I thought you were going to be on the balcony, sir. Later. Okay. Because I'm stuck now, because all the players are down here and I need them up here. Also here today is the leader of the City Council, Councillor Tudor Evans, who'll be saying a few words in a moment, and also the leader of the Councillor Peter Smith, the portfolio holder for Sport, Leisure and Culture. Also here, of course, the directors of Plymouth Argyle and our new manager, Bobby Williamson. And here they come, that's the signal for the players to come in to the council chamber, if you would, lads. And we are well ready to welcome you as Division 2 champions for 2003-2004. For those of you that can't see at the back, the chairman posing for photographs with the trophy. He's getting used to this trophy business now. And we are just about ready to introduce everybody to you here on the balcony. And that we are sure that the numbers outweigh those of 2 years ago here in the City of Plymouth. The players being welcomed by city officials inside the parlour. We're almost ready with them gathered here. Just to let you know at home that we are waiting for everybody to gather, because as you can imagine with it's okay, they can't even be in the Guildhall Square at the time, but the players being welcomed by everybody, and the Lord Mayor's here now, so we're ready to start. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, would you show your appreciation for our first citizen of the City of Plymouth, the Lord Mayor, Councillor David Stark. Lord Mayor, everybody. Out you come. Morning, sir.
Into the middle or here?
This place, yeah, just stand a little bit. And we'll have a few words from you in a few moments, if we may, sir. Also here today is the leader of the City Council, Mr. Tudor Evans. And also here, morning, Tudor, Councillor Peter Smith, the portfolio holder for sport, leisure and culture for the City of Plymouth. Morning. And of course, a very important band of men without whom none of this success this season would be possible, the directors of Plymouth Argyle. Everybody at home just waiting for the players to congregate at the entrance to the balcony, and the directors of the football club making their way out now as we're still bathed in sunshine here at the Guildhall. Just to let everybody here know that we have two microphones because we are live on BBC Radio Devon this morning, so give everyone a big cheer.
Thank you.
I think there's more people here. Joe Kinnear's worried. Some of the players are tucking into an early bite to eat. Yeah. And we are now ready for the gathering of the players. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the players, they needed a quick glass of water. I think they're ready for it. So what we will do, it's a like time honour tradition now for Plymouth Argyle. We will introduce the champions in numerical order. First of all, squad number one, goalkeeper Roman Nadia. Number two, David Worrell. Number three, Lee Hodges. Number four, David Friel. Number five, the Division 2 Player of the Season, Graham Coughlan. Number six, he's a Plymouthian, Steve Adams. Number seven, David Morris. Number eight, Canadian international Jason Bent. Number nine, your player of the year, he's a Plymouth boy, Mickey Evans. Number ten, Ian Stonebridge. Now you're not coming up here. Number 14, Tony Capaldi. Number 15, another Plymouthian, Paul Watson, the captain. Number 16, Hasni Al-Joffrey. Number 18, Nathan Lance. Number 19, Maureen O'Keefe. Number 21, Blair Stark. Number 22, what a first season, Paul Connolly. Number 23, Super Luke McCormick. Number 24,